the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. This and other great health talk shows at RadioMD.com. Here are Joe Galewski and Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
Welcome to hour number two of You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, the radio show that helps you take control of your genes to become the world expert on your body. I'm Bridget Tegemeyer, filling in for Dr. Michael Roizen, and Joe Galewski is also out for the next few weeks, or indefinitely, I'm not sure. And luckily, we have Sonar, the engineer for our show, who will be contributing, as he did last hour.
Contributing whatever I can.
Yeah, all of your great knowledge. Sonar knows so much about everything because he has a great memory and retains so much information.
I think it's all that fish oil.
Probably. I've actually been out of my fish oil for the past week, so I need to get more and bump up my EPA.
Well, luckily, BHA. Like you said, it hangs out for 7 years. That's like swallowing a stick of gum.
You're right. I know. I think that maybe they need to do a little bit more research on that to see whether the 7 years actually is how long it stays in the body or how long you see benefits for. But luckily, we have more great stories. I'm going to start out with my favorite story of the week, and that is about the marketing of sugary drinks. Yale Rudd Center for Food Policy and Obesity, they always come out with these amazing reports that are extremely comprehensive, and they kind of investigate the scene of unhealthy food and beverage companies and see like what they're really doing that's harming our youth specifically. So they just released their Sugary Drinks Facts 2014, which is a report highlighting some progress that's been made regarding the beverage marketing to young adults and kids and teens. And it also shows that the companies still have a very long way to go if they're going to be serious about improving their marketing practices and actually trying to encourage a quality diet and less consumption of sugary beverages. So the beverage companies spend $866 million to advertise unhealthy drinks. At least that was in 2013. So in 2013, beverage companies spent $866 million to advertise unhealthy drinks, and the children and teens remains their key target audience for this advertising. So what they found, and they have done this report for a few years now, they used the same protocol, and they examined the changes in the nutritional content of the sugar-sweetened drinks that include sodas, fruit drinks, flavored waters, sports drinks, iced tea, and then all zero-calorie energy drinks and shots. They also analyzed the marketing tactics for 23 companies that advertise any of these products, and they included the amount of time or the amount spent to advertise in all media, and they looked at newer media like mobile apps and social media in addition to websites and television. So what they found overall is that since 2010, there's some positive news. The level of marketing to youth on TV and children's websites has reduced, and companies are also doing a better job of providing the nutrition information. They found that children of the ages 6 through 11 viewed 39% fewer TV ads for sugary drinks in 2013 than in 2010, and teens viewed 30% fewer ads. They also reported that Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper, Snapple Group, and PepsiCo, technically, they now provide calories per serving on the front of most packages and have done a better job of updating their nutrition information on their website, which is all great. But the problem is there's still a lot of things that they need to do if we're going to get serious about this. So they found, in addition, that the preschoolers specifically saw 39% more ads for Pepsi sugary drinks in 2013 compared to 2010, excuse me. And children aged 6 to 11 saw 25% more. A big kicker was Red Bull, which their TV advertising to youth was increased by 59% from 2010 to 2013. And they also found that out of all of the advertising dollars, that beverage companies continued to spend four times as much to advertise sugar-sweetened beverages as they spend on 100% juice and plain waters. So Pepsi and Coke are still spending much more money to advertise their sugary drinks than they are any of their healthier bottled waters.
Did you say preschoolers? That's craziness.
Yeah, they start them young.
Well, because you know, of all the demographics, preschoolers have the most residual income.
Residual income?
They're able to spend a bit more.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, it makes an impression on what the kids are asking their parents to buy at the grocery store and what they view to be normal for drinks. What's interesting is that they're targeting, a lot of the beverage companies are getting smart and adjusting to where kids are viewing or what kids are accessing. So they've reached into social media, and the top three drink brands that are that have the most Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube likes / views are Coca-Cola, Red Bull, and Pepsi. And then Monster Energy Drink and Rockstar ranked among the most active brands that were on social media. They also broke it down to race and looked at the targeting Black and Latino youth who have been, over time, targeted more than their white peers. And they found that this is still consistent in the report, that Black children and teens saw more than twice as many sugary drink ads on TV as their white peers, and any Spanish language TV advertising for sugary drinks and energy shots increased by 44%, which is really, really significant. We want everyone to not be exposed to the harmful advertisements of the beverage companies, so hopefully we'll see that improve. The researcher or the authors from Yale recommended that companies obviously stop marketing sugary drinks and energy drinks to children, and that they develop sugary drinks with less than 40 calories per serving and no artificial sweeteners. It's also really important for parents to not pay attention to any of the nutritional claims that are on the front of drink packages, like Sonar was talking about earlier, with all of the claims that are on there that can be really misleading. Children really shouldn't have any drinks that have added sugar, artificial sweetener, or artificial juices. And they have a way of making you think that they're healthier than they actually are.
Not to mention the caffeine that's in everything like that.
The caffeine is huge, and that's going to require a lot of policy as well around it to make sure that the kids aren't exposed to as much caffeine, which actually segues very nicely into the next story, which was also one of my favorites, about energy drinks and how much kids are consuming. The authors of the study looked into all of the calls that were sent into the U.S. Poison Control Center about energy drinks like Red Bull and Monster, and they found that more than half of those calls were for children that were younger than six, and some suffered from seizures and heart problems. They reviewed the calls from October 2010 to September 2013 that involved energy drinks. There was over 5,000, and they found that most of the calls were for children, and that almost a third had serious symptoms that required treatment, like the seizures that I just mentioned, nausea and vomiting, and chest pain and erratic heart rhythms. So it's going to be really important for policies to be implemented for young children to be protected from the exposure of energy drinks. It's a really big issue that we can talk about more when we come back from the commercial break. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well. We'll be right back.
Are you one of the millions of Americans whose thyroid gland isn't functioning the way it's supposed to? Well, now there's hope. Introducing Actolin. Actolin is a dietary supplement that contains 17 ingredients that support thyroid function, your adrenal health, your energy metabolism, and your immune health. Actolin's nutrients were handpicked by the renowned holistic practitioner, Dr. David Brownstein. And now, for a limited time, you can get a risk-free trial of Actolin when you enroll in our convenient Smart Ship program and cover the first low shipping and handling fee of $4.95. That's right. Try Actolin as part of our risk-free trial and just pay $4.95 shipping. Learn more and sign up today at ActolinRadio.com. That's ActolinRadio.com or call 800-500-HEALTH. That's 800-500-4325. And mention promo code Actolin Radio. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
My name is Jenny Allen, and I'm a mother, a writer, and a performer. I also survived uterine and ovarian cancers. I even wrote a play about that.
Maybe you are just cancer-ish, and it'll pass.
Before cancer, I took my health entirely for granted, like air. But my symptoms, pain in my abdomen, and periods that were heavier and longer than usual for me, related to menopause, I thought. But no, I had cancer. End treatment. If you have symptoms that last 2 weeks or longer, be brave. Go to the doctor. Ask questions. The odds are you don't have cancer, but find out for sure.
Ovarian and uterine cancers are gynecologic cancers. Signs and symptoms are not the same for everyone.
Now I'm feeling healthy and happy and hopeful. I am so lucky. I got sick, and then I got better.